The proposal to use the annual evaluations as part of the licensing process, which had been floated just last month, was fiercely opposed by the state's largest teachers union, the Massachusetts Teachers Association. Its members sent more than 45,000 critical emails to the Massachusetts Department of Elementary and Secondary Education. Massachusetts, like most states, uses criteria such as educational credentials, training, and experience for teacher licensing. The evaluation system was criticized as being too subjective. State data released last week on performance evaluations during the last school year showed nearly 87% of teachers, principals, and other educators were rated as proficient, with 8% judged exemplary, the highest of four categories. Fewer than 1% were unsatisfactory, a classification that could result in termination of employment. Massachusetts Education Commissioner Mitchell Chester said he was pleased with the evaluations.
For me, these results are affirming that the system is headed in the right direction.
This is the second year the state has released information on the evaluation ratings under a revamped system adopted 3 years ago. Critics of the old system said it resulted in passing marks for 99% of all teachers, an outcome that was viewed as not credible. Chester said the outcome of the most recent evaluations is not surprising.
To me, they demonstrate that our evaluators are discerning and doing a good job of distinguishing between the vast majority of teachers who are solid and are getting proficient ratings, as well as some who just are not performing at the level that we would hope.
About 80% of the state's educators, more than 71,000, received ratings. Massachusetts does not release the ratings for educators by name. The evaluations are based on multiple classroom observations and reviews of such things as lesson plans and student projects. Student test scores are not part of this year's educator evaluations, but will be starting in 2 years. Jeff Shea, a teacher at Belmont High School and the Massachusetts Teacher of the Year, said the evaluation system is time-consuming.
You know, this requires a great deal of reflection, which I think in our job, typically, you know, we don't have as much time as we'd like to reflect and discuss student learning with our colleagues and to start analyzing results.
Marie Pratt, principal of the Blueberry Hill School in Longmeadow, where 15.6% of teachers were rated exemplary and none fell into the needs improvement or unsatisfactory categories, said the evaluation system promotes teamwork.
One of the aspects I really like about the new system is, you know, teachers need to come up with some student learning goals and teacher practice goals. And we have emphasized that on grade level teams that we encourage them to come up with a goal together.
In Springfield, more than 10% of the city's teachers were rated as needing improvement or unsatisfactory, 13% were rated exemplary, and 74% proficient. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.